Monday, July 13th. In my last diary entry, I had just overheard Mackenzie telling Tiffany that Fuzzy Friends was going to be turned into a parking lot. I needed to know more about her diabolical plan, so I secretly followed them into casual wear. Mackenzie, are you still planning to audition for that new member spot in the Bad Boys? I saw it advertised on Teen TV. Everyone is talking about it. That position is already mine. The Bad Boys just don't know it yet, Mackenzie bragged. One thing is for sure. I am not going to waste my time posting an audition video online like a million other wannabes. I'm going to audition for them in person and dazzle them with my fabulousness. Those guys will be begging me to join their band. OMG, Mac. How did you get a live audition? Actually, I'm still working on it. But I always get exactly what I want, including Brandon. When she said that, I accidentally hit my head on the jeans rack. Bang! Ow! Nikki Maxwell, what are you doing here? My cover was totally blown. Then Tiffany rushed over. I gave them both a dirty look and rolled my eyes so hard I thought they were going to pop out of their sockets like ping pong balls and bounce into the swimsuit section. Nikki, I know you're obsessed with me, but this stalking stuff is getting a little creepy, Mackenzie glared. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. I'm sorry to burst your little bubble, but you can remove 99% of your beauty with a wet face cloth, I shot back. And I'm not stalking you, Mackenzie. I'm just here shopping for some, jeans, actually. I pushed the jeans I was hiding behind out of the way. Then I picked up a pair of boyfriend jeans and pretended to look at the price tag. Wow, these are cute, I said out loud to myself, trying my best to ignore both girls. Those are boyfriend jeans, Mackenzie smirked. I suggest you try a brand that fits your personal style, like a tacky pair of, I'm too ugly for a boyfriend, polyester stretch pants from the dollar store. Okay, this meant war. Really? It sounds to me like you want a boyfriend, Mackenzie. And you're so desperate you're willing to turn Fuzzy Friends into a parking lot to get one, I fumed as I stared right into her beady little snake-like eyes. Brandon would not consider you girlfriend material. Tiffany and Mackenzie exchanged nervous glances. They knew I had overheard their conversation. Listen, Nikki, I want to audition for the Bad Boys. And you want Fuzzy Friends to stay open, right? So, let's make a deal. If you let me perform with you at your last show and introduce me to the Bad Boys, I'll talk to my dad about Fuzzy Friends. It will be our little secret. Deal? I just stared at Mackenzie in disbelief. How could she ask me to do something so shady and dishonest? You, Mackenzie Hollister, are a dismally vain, self-absorbed, blonde abyss of seething wretchedness, I screamed at her in complete disgust. But I just said that inside my head, so nobody else heard it but me. You are a conniving, manipulative blackmailer, I said, seething with contempt. Then Mackenzie smiled wickedly. Nikki, you say that like it's a bad thing. I got all up in that girl's face like acne and told her exactly what I thought of her little deal. Then I turned around and walked right out of that store. I called my mom to come pick me up from the mall, even though I hadn't purchased a thing. It's now Sunday night, and I still feel horrible. I'm sitting in my bedroom, staring at the wall and sulking, which for some reason always seems to make me feel better. Basically, Mackenzie asked me to be dishonest, deceitful, and disloyal to Brandon, my BFFs, Trevor Chase, and even the bad boys, just to help fulfill her selfish ambitions. I already knew what would happen if I agreed to this deal. Mackenzie would get exactly what she wanted. And if my friends ever found out I was involved, they would probably hate me as much as I would hate myself. But what if I didn't agree to Mackenzie's deal? What would happen to the animals at Fuzzy Friends? And more important, what would happen to Brandon and his family? Brandon's grandparents own the animal shelter, and Mackenzie's dad has a scheme to make sure their lease won't be renewed so he can buy the building and then sell it to the hospital to expand its parking lot. I realize there's a chance that everything could work out just fine, but there's also a chance it could turn into a complete disaster. All that really matters is that I care about Brandon a lot. There is no way I'm willing to risk him getting hurt or being forced to move away. So yes, today at the Sweet 16 Forever shop at the mall, I made a deal with the devil. And she has blonde hair extensions, a designer wardrobe, an addiction to lip gloss, and a guest appearance in the final show of the opening act for the Bad Boys. Hopefully no one will find out that I had anything to do with Mackenzie's outrageous plan to sneak on stage to perform live for the Bad Boys and snag that new member position in their band. Hey, she promised it would be our little secret. Trevor will probably be furious with Mackenzie, especially after he already told her no. At least by the time he kicks me off the tour, it will basically be over. I guess I should be relieved that I only have to deal with Mackenzie for 5 minutes during our final show, and not the entire 4-week tour. That would be pure torture. OMG! I would rather have my appendix removed with a rusty spoon than have her on this Bad Boys tour.